Our lesson tonight is out of Acts chapter 13, 1 to 3, the local church and missions. The book of Acts explains the orderly and the sovereignly directed progress of the kingdom message from Jews to Gentiles and from Jerusalem to Rome. Accordingly, we can learn much about aligning our ministry efforts with God's sovereign work from studying the early church era as it is presented in the book of Acts. Acts 13, the first three verses, records how God used the newly established local church at Antioch of Syria to launch Saul and Barnabas into the missionary outreach to which God had called them. This passage sets important precedents on the order needed for God's use of the local church and missionary outreach. So we view it for our insight. I want to read the verses and then we'll look at them. Acts 13, 1 to 3. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene and Manaen, who had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. For the first time in recorded church history, in Acts chapter 13, 1 and 2, God moved away from using Christ's apostles to take the lead in a church ministry issue, but to use leaders in a local church outside of Jerusalem to do so. This is an extremely important precedent because it sets the precedent for the rest of church history. The question is, what's going to happen when the apostles are off the scene? You know, who's going to take the leadership? How is this thing to be organized? Well, the Holy Spirit directed certain prophets and teachers in the church in Antioch of Syria, men who were not apostles of Christ, to take the lead in sending Saul and Barnabas out as missionaries. Now, this is a first. For up to this point in time, God had directed the ministries of local churches through the leadership of the apostles in Jerusalem. He did so with their teaching in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, on the day of Pentecost and following, the distribution of goods in Acts chapter 4, verses 34 and 35, the appointment of deacons to handle the distribution of goods, remember in Acts chapter 6, 1 to 6, the certification of the Lord's work among the Samaritans, Acts chapter 8, verses 14 and 15. They sent Peter and John up there. And then among the Gentiles in Acts chapter 10, 1 to 48, where Peter was used of the Lord to open the gospel to the Gentiles, Cornelius and his family. And finally, the certification of God's work in the local church of many Greeks in Antioch of Syria itself. Remember back in Acts chapter 11, 19 to 26, when the apostles found out that they had this huge church thing going up in Antioch of Syria, they sent Barnabas up under apostolic authority to find out what's going on. And then Barnabas, of course, went and got Saul, brought them in, and some Barnabas and Saul were actually taking the lead in that church for some period of time. Well, remarkably, the men who were to be commissioned by these local church leaders had initially been the leaders of the church, for Barnabas had come to Antioch under the authority of the Jerusalem apostles, Acts 11, 22 and 23, and he had brought Saul of Tarsus down to Antioch in Acts 11, 25 and 26 with Saul, who would later be called Paul, being called of God to be an apostle himself. In Romans 1, 1, Paul says, "I was called to be an apostle by Jesus Christ." 1 Corinthians 9, 1, Paul says, "Am I not an apostle?" And he went on, "Have I not seen the Lord, have been commissioned by the Lord?" So this is amazing. You have an apostle and then Barnabas, who had been under apostolic authority, being sent out by the authority of local church leaders who are not apostles. Now that tells me something. That tells me that God was shifting to give the leadership in the church to local church leaders. And that sets a tremendous precedent in regards to mission. It sends a tremendous precedent in regards to any kind of a ministry. The local church is the program that God has set up for his people in this day. And everything works through the local church and local church. We found on the mission field, you can build a hospital and use that as an evangelistic outreach. You can have dispensaries. You can have leprosariums, other types of things, schools. But wherever there's the local church, that's the entity on the mission field that God always used. Even if the local church is so dirt poor they meet under a mango tree, that's the entity that God uses. And that's what he uses starting here. In addition, the other men mentioned in Acts 13:1, whom God directed to send out Barnabas and Saul, were not apostles, but prophets and teachers. One was Simeon, who was called Niger, possibly indicating that he was an African from West Africa around the Niger River. Another was Lucius of Cyrene in North Africa. And the third was Manaen, who had been reared with Herod Antipas. Herod Antipas was the ruler who had beheaded John the Baptizer. So this is interesting. Nevertheless, the Holy Spirit directed Simeon, called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen sovereignly to set apart Aphorizo, Barnabas and Saul for the work to which he had called them. This is really, really important stuff. Now, the Holy Spirit gave this direction to these local church leaders while they were still in fellowship with the Lord and they were ministering with their spiritual gifts in their local church at Antioch, Syria. It's not just someone who's just been elected to be put in an office. These men were put in the office, but they were serving the Lord there. The King James Version ministered in Acts 13:2 translates a very unusual verb, liturgeo. We get liturgy from this, that literally was used of the service performed by priests and Levites in the temple. But in this context, it refers to prophets and teachers who serve the Lord with their gifts of prophecy and teaching in the local church. In other words, these men were active in consistently and in faithfully serving the Lord, whether that was through prophecy, whether it was through teaching. They were functioning as leaders of the church, but they were also functioning in ministry, faithful servants of the Lord. That's the type of man that God likes to use in a local church. He's not only consistent, but he's serving the Lord in his consistency and in his leadership. He's really concerned about the will of God in his life and in the life of the church. These men were serving in these functions and fasting. Now, fasting was a typical Hebrew practice of worship. We don't do that today. But they were in fellowship with the Lord. They were worshiping God. They were ministering for him in the local church. Very important. Accordingly, indicating spiritual sovereignty in the manner, the prophets and teachers, Simeon called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, and Manaen, fasted and prayed in devotion to the Lord before laying hands on Barnabas and Saul, authoritatively commissioning them as local church leaders to go out as missionaries. Now, what's interesting, Paul and Barnabas go out on their first missionary journey. But when they finish the missionary journey, we're going to find out later in Acts, they come back to this church. They call the church together, and then they report to the church everything that had happened. And we're going to be having a missionary, George Ross, with Transworld Radio. He's going to be coming by here on the 18th, not next Sunday, but the Sunday after that. And he's going to report. In fact, he's very excited. He's just come back from Bulgaria, and he's really excited as to what he's seen over there. And he's going to report. That's exactly what missionaries are supposed to do, come back to the local church and report what the Lord has been doing. And that's what Paul and Barnabas did. They called the church together, and they reported because they were accountable to the local church that had sent them out. And so the missionaries that we support are accountable to us as a church, because we are supporting them, but from God's perspective, they're actually under the authority of us as local church and the other local churches that support them, and they're answerable to them. So the lesson is, beginning at Acts 13:1-3, God indicated that the human authority for missionary ministries for the church universal upon the passing of Christ's apostles would be vested in local church leaders who worshiped and served the Lord in their local churches. All missionaries and mission organizations are thus subject to the spiritual leadership of local sending churches. And remember, Paul in 1 Timothy 3:15 calls the local church the pillar and foundation of the truth. It doesn't mean that the truth resides exclusively in the church so that the church determines what truth is. No, the church is the vehicle that God uses for propagating the truth worldwide. And what's interesting, we're going to find out when Paul and Barnabas went out, what did they do? They established local churches. And these local churches were then in turn supposed to establish other local churches. But it's very important that they ministered this way. So, the application is, number one, may we who lead in the local church understand our responsibility to walk with the Lord and to worship and serve him in the local church as overseers of the local church and its missionary outreach. We are responsible as leaders, the deacons, the pastor. We are responsible to make sure that we're walking with God, that we're overseeing the local church, but we're also overseeing its missionary outreach. We have a missionary committee, but it's an ad hoc committee. It doesn't actually have authority within itself, but the board is commissioned that as an agency of the board. They answer back to the board, and the board makes decisions based upon that. And we felt that this is necessary. It's important, we feel, for the missions committee to be in touch with our missionaries, to know exactly what their needs are, so that we can more effectively interact with our missionaries. Number two, may we as a congregation understand that God uses our local church's leaders as his instruments to lead not only our local church, but to oversee the church's missionary outreach, that we function accordingly. Our missionary committee chairman, Pete, talked to me after the worship service today. And this is a carryover from the interaction that we had and that Pete had with Ken and Deb Hall when Ken and Deb Hall were here. And Pete asked me, he said, Pastor, what is a missionary? And then what is a missionary supposed to do? And I said, those are great questions. And we're starting to answer them in our service tonight. And I was hoping he'd be here, but for some reason he's not able to be here. But he said, I'd like to develop a paper that we can present perhaps not only to the missions committee, but even to the board, as to what we're looking for in missionaries and what we're expecting missionaries to do. I said, sure, I'd be glad to work with you, but we'll have to go through scripture and look at it and go from there. Of course, I've already tipped my hand here. It has to do with the local church and planting of other local churches. We're going to be focusing on that, that's for sure. But he was interested in this conversation. And the interaction that he had with Ken that night really lit a fire in him so that he could understand, and he wants to understand exactly what is involved, because he is the missions committee chairman, and he wants to do that which is pleasing unto the Lord, and he wants to understand exactly what missions are all about. So we're going to be dealing with that. But I thought, how timely. Here he is. He's coming to me on the day which I'm going to be beginning to minister on the missionary outreach, which actually begins here in Acts chapter 13 and goes actually to the end of the apostle, end of the book of Acts. But of course, the book of Acts is still being written, so to speak. It's still going on today because we still have missions. So it's an unfinished book in a very real sense. But God wants us to pay attention to the fact that it's the local church where he works. The leaders of the local church are those that he uses primarily in functioning and heading up missions and the missionary work. And missionaries are supposed to be going out. Yes, they are fulfilling the Great Commission, but not just leading individuals to Christ, leading people to Christ and establishing churches. That's what God's after, so that those churches can continue to function and continue to be a light in their communities, and in turn, start other churches so that people can fellowship around the Lord and around the Word of God and go forward.